This is Rachel C. Swanson, and you're listening to the Refine and Restore podcast. This is the podcast where I help strip away the lies that are holding you back and restore your heart and mind back to what is true. From faith, relationships, purposeful living, personal and spiritual growth insights, this podcast is designed to provide inspiration and encouragement to help you grow into the person that you are meant to be. Hey friend, welcome to episode one. I want to jump right on in to discussing this often quoted mantra that you probably have running around in your head, which is severely holding you back from moving forward in life. And what's that mantra? I don't have what it takes. Do you find yourself saying this or thinking this often? Or maybe it's just a simple, I can't do this, or I just can't because dot, dot, dot. And you find another excuse for why you can't do something. Let's unravel this through a bit of truth and some stories that'll help you go from I can't to I can because what? Well, let's find out how. It's easy to automatically shut down in our weakness instead of investing in God's strength. That's something that I've been learning for many years over this journey of when I feel like I just don't have what it takes to do this, to do anything, to be a mom that loves her children well, to be a wife that loves her husband well, and to do any of the things that God's called me to as far as even ministry and business and coaching. It's all sometimes just a little too much. And sometimes in the back of my head, that voice that says, you just don't have what it takes, is louder than the voice who tells me I can. And I found as I was looking through the Bible, there are many people that have experienced the same exact tension and have wrestled with the same thing that I've gone through. And that gave me a little bit of hope because it made me feel like, okay, I'm not the only one. And also, it gave me hope to believe that there is something more that we can invest into that'll help us overcome. So this idea of I just don't have what it takes to dot, 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 whatever it is, you fill in the blank. Right now, I don't have what it takes to do this project that needs to be done. I don't have what it takes to share with someone about the gospel because I don't know enough. I don't have what it takes to be all the things for all these people. And really, what if God says, yeah, I know you don't, but I do. I do have what it takes, and you need to trust in me. And even in starting in chapter 4 of Exodus, Moses was a man who really doubted his ability to do something that God had asked him to do. God had asked him to basically be a voice for the people. And he asked him to start speaking and speak in front of the Pharaoh about the oppression and about saving and freeing his people. And yet Moses in his weakness was like, I cannot do this, Lord. I am not eloquent in speech. I am not a speaker by any means. And so, yeah, you must have the wrong person. And well, sometimes God will just empower us, right? And enable us to do it anyways. Sometimes he will provide someone or something else to intercede. In this case, Aaron was someone that came to his aid and became somewhat of a speaker for him. And yet we still find later on through the challenges of that, that it can be really challenging to have a third person try to speak for you. Am I right? Whereas it probably would have been better off if he had just done it himself. But regardless, God did provide someone or something else to help him, and he does that for us today. And if you look at the book of Esther, Esther was a Jew who became the queen of Persia. During that story, her people, since she's a Jew, but she married a Persian king, came into a situation where they were going to be eliminated. And she had to act on this, but she had no idea what to do because to go before the king without being invited to do so meant death. And so she wondered what to do, and she fasted and prayed and she sought God and waited on God's timing. until finally it became clear for what to do. And you know, sometimes God helps us sense when the right timing is to act on something. When we say we don't have what it takes, maybe we don't in that moment, but as we pray and fast and seek Him, we find out that we really do have what it takes when we rely on Him to guide us in those right moments and then the right timing. And if you even look at Genesis 5 with Noah, I mean, think about Noah, and he was given the ginormous task. I like the word ginormous. Yes. Ginormous task of creating this giant ark, this boat, this massive thing that nobody has ever even thought to try to do. And not only that, it took many, many years, like decades, to be able to do it. And yet he was steadfast because God asked him to do it. And I bet you anything, even though Noah said, "Yes, Lord, I will do it," I'm sure he had days where he sat back and thought, "Lord, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I have what it takes." And yet again, God provided him the blueprint. He provided him the strength. He provided him all the materials to be able to labor towards that long-reached goal. And he succeeded. And you know, there's a lot of examples I can share of my own life where we waited on God's timing until it felt right. Recently, my husband and I, we've been, you know, navigating some changes and different situations in our life where my husband has quit his job, and we are navigating a new season where we don't really know what's going to happen next. We have glimpses of what the future is going to hold, but we don't really know. And actually, to be quite honest, all of this, even the decision to have my husband quit his job and not really know exactly what those next steps are, it's been a process of waiting on God until the timing felt right. For a while, we thought that the timing was going to be a few years from now. And so even though we got that thought in our mind that eventually he needed to quit his job and we were going to pursue ministry more and pursue some other things with him, it wasn't clear until in May of this year, 2018, that the timing was now. And at first it felt like, really? Can we do this? Can we do this giant thing, this giant big question mark of an adventure with God? And yet it just feels right. Or there were other times when I stayed up so late, you guys, with my writing projects or with pursuing this dream to write and speak and communicate to others about just kind of inspiration and encouragement and hope that they can truly have with Him, with Jesus. And I wasn't sure if I had what it took to do this. I still remember multiple times wondering if I could actually do this whole task. And yet God continued to demonstrate to me that, yeah, although there are moments where I feel like I don't have what it takes, God had what it took and I could just trust in Him. There's another time when I was so exhausted because I had just had my twins who 5 weeks later started to get colic. And Lord knows, colic is like the worst thing ever that a mom can experience. And not only that, I had not just one baby with colic, but two. And they just would not stop crying. They wouldn't. And I still remember there was one morning, and this had been going on for weeks and weeks. And this morning, it was 10 o'clock, around a little after 10. And the twins started screaming and crying again. And honestly, I just wasn't sure I was going to be able to make it that day. And I cried and I prayed and I said, "Lord, please, please make them stop. I don't know if I'm going to be able to last." I got that like crazy thought in my mind, you know, of like, I know why people go crazy now when you have a baby and they start screaming and they just won't stop. And you do things that you just never in your right mind would ever think to do. And I was getting to that point because sleep deprivation will do that to you. But in that moment, after I prayed, suddenly they stopped and they slept. And not only that, they slept for over an hour. I think it was about 2 hours later. And they didn't cry until later that evening when my husband was home from work so he could help me. And that I still remember being a powerful testimony of God coming through in a time where I felt like I just did not have what it took any longer to do that job of being a mom. And so we need to remember that God is our refuge and strength, and He is an ever-present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1 says that. And it says again that we should not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the sea, and though the waters roam and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, that we should not fear because God is with us. And that in Philippians 2:13, it says, "For it is God who is working in you, enabling you to both desire and to work out His good purpose." And that is amazing, right? That is God working in us, enabling us both to desire to do His work and work out His good purpose for us. There are many days I have struggles to keep pursuing some of the work that God's called me to, from loving my husband well, to investing in my kids and nurturing them, to continuing to write words when I feel like, what does it matter? Some days I think, do I really make a difference with this? Does this really matter? And do I have what it takes to do this? And yet God continues to tell me that He will equip me with every good thing to do His will. And I want to encourage you to remember that as well, that you do have what it takes, that it's not about you, but it's about Him working in and through you. And so trust in that when you feel like you've lost hope, or you feel like that negative voice in your head comes back and saying, I don't have what it takes. Just say, I see you. I recognize you. But guess what? God believes I do. And that's all that really matters. Have you ever thought to yourself, there's got to be more to life than this? Or maybe you've questioned whether or not you have a purpose or are pursuing the calling that God has for you. I decided to unpack this in my free 18-page ebook titled Purpose Manifesto, which will help answer those questions in a unique way that you've probably never really heard before, and in a way where you will finally feel the relief and clarity that you've been so desperate to have. Go to rachelcswanson.com/purposemanifesto to download your free book in your inbox today. You will also be subscribed to my newsletter where I only share the good stuff. And once you've read it, shoot me an email to let me know what you think. As always, you can find me on Instagram or Facebook using my name, Rachel C. Swanson. Thank you so much for listening in, and I will see you next time.